Are there any Jills out there? How about berries? It turns out that this holiday season, you could be one without even knowing it. Those are nicknames that the electronics retailer Best Buy has assigned to some of its customers. And it also turns out that this is a way of targeting some customers and filtering out others the chain could just as well do without. The store has trained its sales staff to look out for the right kind of shopper. To find out more, we called Wall Street Journal reporter Gary McWilliams, who's written about Best Buy.
We'll start with Barry. That's their upscale customer, older, typically established, and there's the type of person that buys the latest digital cameras, for instance, or maybe is building a home theater room in the house. And these are customers that basically love electronics and have no problem with disposable income.
And Jill?
Jill is often, you know, they call this sort of the soccer moms, the professional women that might come in and they value convenience. So they'd be getting a personal shopper, for instance, as sort of an added service.
And other categories?
There's sort of the buzz is sort of the young electronics enthusiast. I think there's Ray, a family man on a budget. So they typically try to get very large groups.
How do they come up with these names?
Oh, that's the marketing wizardry, I think.
Ray is the family man on a budget.
Yes.
Well, the idea of going after a customer that has great potential to boost your bottom line is certainly understandable, but I think what is most surprising about this story is that they're trying to identify people that they'd rather not deal with, and that seems very risky to try to separate the company from customers who've got cash in their pockets.
It is, and it's something that retailers, you know, historically have been loath to talk about, and I think in some ways, you know, Best Buy is a little more upfront about it because of the extensiveness of their program. But I tell you, you know, most people would be stunned, you know, by the things that some customers do. You know, the whole idea of buying a product and sending in the rebate and returning the product and pocketing the rebate. You know, the Best Buy CEO, Brad Anderson, has told us that, you know, it's a very small group of customers they'd like to keep out of the stores, but it's those ones that have a very, you know, sort of huge economic impact on the store.
And they identify them through their credit cards? How do they keep track of them?
I think over time that would happen, but essentially today it's more by training the clerks to recognize the people and then pouring through the profitability.
So once they've labeled someone as undesirable, do they actually try to keep them out of the store or provide some sort of disincentive?
The disincentives are quite subtle, and it's a marketing effect. You know, most stores, they'll mail you direct marketing pieces, and over time, as the store comes to know this is not a customer you want, you'll come off the mailing list.
So in some ways they withdraw the welcome mat.
They do.
Well, Gary, thanks for talking to us.
Have a great day.
Gary McWilliams covers consumer electronics for the Wall Street Journal.